Yeah. Okay, so we're going to begin the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Today's daf is Lamed Gimel, but we got to three lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We're talking about how different things happen as different there are different consequences to sin. So we said, so we're reading now Bavon Gezel because of the sin of theft. Hagovah is a type of locust. Ola, it goes up and consumes all the grain. The harav hoveh, and there will be famine. Bnei adam ochlin b'sar bnei v'noseim, and then people will eat the flesh of their children. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shimu hadavar zeh paros habashan asher bahar shomron haoshkos dalim harotzos evyonim. So the pasuk in Amos is speaking to the masters that basically. That the Navi is telling the Paros HaBashad, those are the wives of the officers of the Shomron, because since they enjoy themselves from so much, they're like cows that eat, that graze in the Bashan when there's a lot of stuff to graze with, a lot of grass, and they're very healthy. And they are Ha'oshkos Dalim, they are oppressing, stealing from the poor. They force their And they force their husbands to bring them food, a lot of food, with plenty. And because of that, there's no food for the poor. And the Gemara brings the example of Paros HaBashan from the women who were in the time of the Amoraim. Amorah Rava says, so these Paros HaBashan, these are Kigon Hani Nashi de Mechoza. These are like the women who live in the town of Mechoza. De Achlam V'lo Avdan, that they eat, they consume, basically, after whatever their husband's income, and they don't do any handiwork. They're idle the whole time. So therefore, they're stealing in a sense from their husbands. Uchsiv, because they could also obviously in the old days, the women whatever they worked, the husband had an obligation to support to financially support the his wife. And the wife, whatever she worked, went into the estate in general. So here, she's eating, but she's not working at all. That the punishment of those of you who just want to eat and not benefit and not sort of do any work. So I'm going to smite you with shidafon of your kohen harboz v'ganosechem v'charmechem uteinichem v'zeisechem yochal hagazam. So this says the result is going to be that all your crops are going to be consumed by the locust. Uchsiv, and the pasuk in Yoel says, that previous pasuk was in Amos, and the pasuk in Yoel says, Yeser ha-gazam achal ha-arbe, v'yeser ha-arbe achal ha-yelak, v'yeser ha-yelak achal ha-chasil. So it comes, it's saying that which was said in the prophecy of Amos, of Yochal ha-gazam, that's only the beginning of the Makkah, that's only the beginning of the plague, what I mentioned in Amos. But yes, thereafter, it's going to be more that we mentioned in Yoel, different types of locusts, there'll be famine in the world. And when there's, famine, uchsiv, vayigzor al yamin v'ra'ev, v'yochal al smol v'lo sovev, ish besar zro yochelu. And the pasuk in Yeshayahu says that vayigzor yamin v'ra'ev, v'yochal al smol v'lo sovev, ish besar zro yochelu. And the Gemara Darshins expounds on this, al tikre besar zro'o, Ella Bisar Zaro, that because of this famine, the person will eat the flesh of his children, Zaro. So from all these psukim, we see that theft leads to all different types of locusts eating all your crops and leading to famine in the world, and God forbid, people eating the flesh of their offspring out of desperation. The Brisa continues, Bavon Inui Hadin, because judges delay their verdict, even after it was clarified, and therefore they're simply pressing the litigants by not coming out with the verdict, the ivus hadid, and also perverting justice, the kilkul hadid, and by not examining justice the law correctly and hurrying to come to a ruling without thinking about it enough. Ubitul Torah, and not studying Torah. Cherev Ubiza Rava. There'll be a lot of sword, in other words, killing and taking spoils in the world. V'devor batzoros ba, and also plague and drought come to the world. Uvnei adam ochlim vein seinem sveim, and people will eat and will not be satiated. V'ochlim lachma v'mishkal, and people will eat their bread b'mishkal. So, one second. And it will get rotted. And the source of this is Dichsiv Vevesi Alecheb Cherev Nokemes Nekam Bris, that it says in the pasuk that Hashem will bring upon. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. And it says that Hashem will bring upon you a sword of vengeance. And so it seems, and it says Nekam Bris. So the Nekama, the revenge, as it were, comes because of the annulment of the bris, and that will be cher, that will be sword. Ve'ein bris ela Torah. So in other words, in response to annulling the bris, which is Torah, there will be the sword. There will be, you know, slaughter. Shenemar imlo brisi yomam v'layla. And then uchsiv, and it says later on, and this is in Pars B'chul Kosei, b'shivri lechem, lechem mate lechem v'afu eser nashim. And it says that they'll be punished in the famine. And even though they're going to eat their bread in measure, they're still not going to be, I'm sorry, but they eat lachman v'mishkal, they're going to eat their bread in measure, but they won't be satiated, because uchsiv, and then uchsiv, yan uviyan b'mishpatay ma'asu, because they despise my judgments, my justice judgments. And then the Brayis continues, bavun, bavon shvua shav, shvua sheker, v'chil Hashem, Uvechilo Shabbos Chayra Rava Behema Kala Vnei Adam Ismatim Adrachim Ishtomim, and for the sin of worthless vows and false vows and Chil Hashem, desecrating God's name and desecrating Shabbos, wild animals will come, and because of that, domesticated animals will be gone, and people will, there'll be population decline. And the roads will be empty with people. Well, empty from people. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Ve'im be'ela lo sivasru li. And with these, and Evaltik reba ela ela ba'ala. So God is making, he's saying, because of a shvua, you don't take musar, the sin of a shvua. Uchsiv vishlachti b'chem es chayas asa, that God will send forth the wild animals of the field. Uchsiv vishvua sheker v'lshi shavu b'shbila sheker v'chil latas shema Elokecha, and the connection between Chil Hashem and Chil Shabbos, that the pasuk says, "Don't swear by my name falsely," and that'll be a Chil Hashem. And Chil Hashem k'siv veloschal Hashem k'chiv Chil Shabbos k'siv mechal amos yuma. So it says similar language. So we see they're all together. V'yalev Chil meishvo shaker. We learn all them from shvo shaker. So the punishment that happens as a result of a false oath will be the same as for Chil Hashem and for Chil Shabbos. And the Brayis now continues. We're just doing more sins. Bavon shvichas damim beisim yesh chare v'shchina mistalakas miyisrael. Because of this sin of murder, the beis hamikdash was destroyed and the divine presence departed from Klal Yisrael. Shedevar, as the pasuk says, v'lo sachnifu. You shouldn't flatter the land. Why? Because the blood will sort of flatter the land, and the land won't serve as an atonement for the blood that was spilled in it. V'lo sitame es ha'aret asher atem yoshvim ba asher ani shochem v'socha. So we learn from this pasuk that specifically when you are not mitame, if you're not mitame the land, if you don't make the land impure through murder, okay, because that's the pasuk b'mir v'lamin hei l'amin gil l'amin dalet, which talks about which is a reference to murder. So if you don't make the land impure, then you can live in the land. Ha atem etami mosa. But if you do make the land impure through murder, ain chem yoshvim bo, you're not going to live in it. Ve'ein shochem b'socha, I'm not going to dwell in it. The Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed because there will be no hashras hashchina. There will be no divine presence. And the source for all the now we have another sin. Bavon gila raya sovaz kolchavim. V'hashmatas shmitim v'yolos galus balaolam v'magli mosam uvoy machem v'yoshim b'mkomam. Because of the sin of adultery and idolatry and not observing Shemitah and Yovel. So exile comes to the land, and Klal Yisrael are exiled from their land, and other nations come and dwell in their land. What's the source of this? Shemar Kies Kol Torah So Elo Su Anshe Aretz. Because all of these abominations people land did. Vatit Ma'aretz Vefkod Avodah Aleha. And you, the pasuk says, and you made the land impure, and I have, and I will remember the sin. Uchsiv lo suki arts eschem etamachem osa. And you, and the land won't spit you out, for being the, making the land impure. So now there's in the context. If we observe the laws and don't violate gilu arayas, adultery and other types of sexual immorality, then the land won't spit us out. Meaning, if we do, then it will spit us out. And uvavodos kol chaver, when it comes to idolatry, what does the pasuk say? V'nasati es pigreichem, I will place your corpses, and you will be punished. You will die from famine. This is also in Bechukosai, and this is, and then uksiv, and this is because of the it says al pigrei gilulechem. On the corpses of your Gilulechem, on your Avodah Zarah. So this seems to come as a result of Avodah Zarah. We'll see Vashibosis Mikdashechem, and it says, I will destroy your temples, and I will not accept your Korbanos. And it says, also Veschem, Ezareb Agoyim, and you will scatter among the nations. Okay. Now, the Gemara is now going to bring the source for exile because of not keeping Shemitah and Yovel. By Shemitah Violos Kasiva, it says by Shemitah Yovlos in Parsh B'chukosa, it also says, Oz Tirtse Ha'aretz Ed Shapso Seha Kol Yubei Hashama V'atem Ba'aretz Oyvechem. So he's, the pasuk says, then when you go to Golos, when you go to exile, so because of that, and you leave your field, so then the land will be appeased because it did not rest during Shemitah and Yovel. Uchsiv Kol Yubei Hashama Tishpos. And it says all the days of all the days that the land will be desolate because you went to Galus, it will remain desolate. Why? Because of the Shemitah and the Yovel that were not observed. So we see that because of the sin of Shemitah and Yovel, we've been exiled from the land. Bavo Navlus Peh, because of speaking inappropriately. Tsaros Ravos Geros Koshmis Chadshos. There were a lot of calamities, a lot of decrees, harsh decrees that became new. Uvachurei Sodei Yisrael, Meisim, and young men, young Jews are being killed. V'yisolim v'almanos so'akim, and the widows of the orphan are crying for help. V'edin nanim, and they're not being answered. Shinem Arz, the pasuk says, Al keid al bachurav lo yismach Hashem, because of the young men, God will not be happy. V'es yisomav, v'es almanosav l'irachem, God will not, God will not have mercy on the widows and the orphans. Ki chulo chaneif umeira, v'chol peh dover nevala, v'cholos lo shav apo v'od yadol netuya. So we see in this pasuk about peh dover nevala. It comes through speaking nivel peh. Therefore, the young men and the orphans and the widows will not be taken care of. So then the Gemara Darshans expounds at the end of this pasuk, which is found in Yeshayahu. My va'od yado netuya. What does it mean when the pasuk ends by saying, and God's arm is outstretched? Amar v'chana barava kol yodim kala lama nichnas alachupa. He says, everyone knows why a kala gets married, right? But we shouldn't say it explicitly. Ela kol ha-menabel piv. Afilu chos milav gzar din shal shivim shana litova hofchilav l'ra. But if someone speaks with nivel peh inappropriately, for no reason, even if you have a decree of 70 years for good, because of the sin of nivel peh, so the judgment will be stretched out to annul all of his merits and all his good years will be turned to bad. So that means va'od. That's why the pasuk says va'od yadonu tuya, for the language of olam va'ed, forever. So even if you have something that if a gzar din, a decree for good, will be turned around for bad because of nivel peh. Okay, now the Gemara talks about another passage with the punishment of nivel peh. Amarav bar shilam rav chisikol menabel es piv ma'amikim lo gehenem. Anyone who does nivel peh, he is punished with the depths of Gehenna. What's the source? Shedemar, Shucha Muka Pizaros. A deep pit is prepared for someone who speaks inappropriately. Even if someone who hears Nivopan doesn't protest, he also gets Parashinemar Zuma Shem Yipol Sham. Someone who dwells next to someone who does Nivopan and he's quiet, so Hashem also gets angry on that person, and the person is punished. Amar Rav Oshaya Kol Mamarg Atzma Lavera. Anyone who sort of clears his heart from other work just to involve himself in sin, Chaburos Uptzayim Yotzim Bo. He gets a lot of bruises and wounds will come from him, and that's how he's going to suffer in his body. Shedemar Chaburos Petza. Tamruk bara. So in other words, wounds come on someone who sort of clears his heart to do bad. Velo old, because you're not simply doing bad, you're preparing yourself, you're getting ready. So Rav Oshaya adds, velo old, ela shenidon behadrakon. So he gets a certain stomach disease. Shenemar makos chadre bata. So he gets a punishment inside his stomach. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, siman la'aveira hadrakon. So apparently if someone sins, if someone is punished with hadrakol, this type of intestinal, internal sickness, stomach sickness, so it could be a result, a sign that he committed the sin of znus, of immorality. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis teach shloshim mini hadrakol. Now we're talking about three different types of hadrakol. So you have shel aveira, ava. If it comes as a result of the punishment for znus, from immorality, then your flesh becomes really sick and thick and big and bloated. Michelle Rav, let's say it's because of you haven't eaten for the famine. Tafuach, so then it's like swollen. The skin is swollen from on top of the flesh. And Michelle Kshafim, if it's because of someone engaged in sorcery, did some kind of magic to get you to get hadrakol, then it's dak. Then your skin, your flesh becomes thick and weak, thin and weak. Shmuel HaKatan Chashba. So Shmuel HaKatan apparently got this hadrakot. Amar Ribono Shel Olam. He said, Master, there will be Mephis. Who is someone to, who could someone, who is someone who can clarify that this sickness didn't come as a result of sin? I don't want people then to speak improperly and say, this happened to me because I committed a sin. And the point is, though, even though there are different simanim for different types of hadrakon, and it's recognized which type, maybe not everyone's an expert of which type of hadrakon, and someone will suspect me that because I'm giving hadrakon, I'm not getting the one because of, I don't know, witchcraft or because of famine, but maybe people are going to think, they're not experts, they're going to think I'm getting the hadrakon because of sin. So immediately, what happened? Because of this prayer, Itaseh, he was healed. Abai Chashbe, Abai also got sick from hadrakon. I know that Abaye, he starves himself. So this, obviously, he didn't commit an aveira, he didn't commit a sin. He's getting this hadrakon because of famine. Rava Chashbe. Rava was sick with hadrakon. Rava hudabar nefishik tilei keit kada minfichei chafat. Didn't Rava himself say that for someone who doesn't sort of go to the bathroom that much, so many people die because they don't go to the bathroom because they starve themselves too much. In other words, they're asking, how could Rava then get sick from hadrakon? In other words, Rava was not in favor of starving yourself. So therefore, it can't be that he got sick from starving himself because he didn't do that. And also, and he was very careful about this. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Rava Daanse Le Rabbanon Beidne Bal Korche, that the reason why he sometimes didn't go to the bathroom is because the students would want to learn with him, so basically they kept on asking questions. So he had to go to the bathroom, but they kept on asking questions and they would want to learn with him. So because of that, he held himself back from going to the bathroom, and because of that, he got hadrakon. Okay, the Gemara is now going to bring a brisa that details different types of sickness that comes from different sins. Tanu Rabbanan, rabbis teach. Arba simanim heim. Simen la'aveira hadrakod. Someone commits the sin of znus, of immorality. The sickness is hadrakon. Similar sin is chinam. If someone has baseless hatred, then yerakon, because his face turns, I guess, what, like green, I guess. Yeah. Okay, yellowish green. Siman lagazes haruach. If someone has arrogance, so adius, he becomes impoverished with Torah. He doesn't remember his Torah. Siman lerelashin hara askara. So that's if you gossip, so then that's some kind of asphyxiation, I think. So Tadar Abaran, our rabbis teach askra ba'ol olav. So al hamaiser. So they want to say that askra comes to the world because people eat untithed produce. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Omer al lashon hara. That he says it comes as a result of gossip. Aba Rava, Yisrael Rishul ben Levi, Mikra, what does the pasuk mean how does the pasuk hint at this? V'amelch Yismach ve'elokim yishalel kol hanishba bo ki sacher pi dovrei shaker. So dovrei shaker are people who speak lashon hara. And what's the punishment? Ki yisacher, meaning they're going to get the sickness of askara. Ibar Elohu, the Bnei Yeshiva, I have a question. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, al lashon hara kamar dilma. Al lashon hara nami kamar. Does he mean to say that? Does he argue on Tana Kama who says that askara comes as a result of eating untithed produce, or and it only comes as a result of lashon hara, or is he saying it even comes as a result of lashon hara? Tashma, come in here. Okay, come in here. So kishenichnasu rabbi seidi lekerem biyavda. When our rabbis came to the Beis Medrash in Yavda, Hoyeshem, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Nishala Sheila Zu Bivneim, they asked this question, Maka Zu Bivneim, Mamas Chaz Bivneim, Me'ayim, V'gomeres Bapeh. They want to know, what's this, what causes this sickness? And obviously they're asking from a spiritual perspective. Nehne Rabbi Yehuda Bar Veloi, Rosh HaMedabrim, B'chol Makom, V'omar, Af Al Pi, Shekloyos Yoatzos. So he says, even though that the kidneys advise a person what to do, and they advise them to speak lashon hara. The lave maybe, and the heart understands to listen to the kidneys to speak lashon hara. The lashon mechatef, and the tongue actually speaks lashon hara. But nevertheless, peh gomer, it's the mouth that finishes the lashon hara, because that's where the mouth comes from, and therefore askra that comes as a punishment for lashon hara starts in your in your insides, where the inner limbs, and it finishes in the mouth. Meet at measure for measure. Just like when you decide to speak lashon hara, it comes from your insides deciding and finishes with your mouth when you finish speaking lashon hara. So too, that's how someone gets this type of sickness. Nene Rabbi Lazar of Yossi Babar. So Rabbi Lazar of Yossi says, Mibneim she'okli bad devarim tumeim. He says this type of sickness comes because you eat non-kosher foods. So then also it does the opposite. It's not from inside out, it goes from outside in, it starts with your mouth, and it ends up going into your digestive tract. Okay. The Gemara says, Dvarim Tumeim Sokodaitav. Did you mean to say askra only comes for this, of eating Dvarim Tumeim? Isn't the punishment of eating Dvarim Tumeim, eating non-kosher foods, misa, death, ela she'ochlim ba dvarim she'enem metukanim. So rather means eating foods that are not tithed. And the punishment on eating untithed food is misa b'dei shemayim, and you're punished with askra. So do you mean to say that dvarim tumeim, so the havamina was that even dvarim tumeim, even non-kosher foods, is misa? We say that can't be the case. So it's really, so we say, no, you're right. If you eat non-kosher food, Dvarim Tumeim, the punishment is not death. But if you eat untithed produce, then the punishment is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Nene Rishim V'amar B'avon Bittul Torah. He said it's because of Bittul Torah you get this askara. Amrulo, so the Chacham said Rishim, Nashim, women are not commanded to study Torah. And nevertheless, what happens? Some of them get sick with askra, yochichu. So they should prove that askra cannot be as a result of not studying Torah. Because women are not obligated in studying Torah, so they don't violate. If they study Torah, it's a wonderful thing. But if they don't study Torah, they don't get a sin, and yet they die from askra. So he says, no, the reason why women can get sick from Aspa is shemavados baleim, that they don't allow, they're mavatel, they cancel out, they don't allow their husbands to study Torah. So Nafrim, what about non-Jews? Yochichu. Non-Jews get askara, and they're not obligated in Torah. So he says, shemavalim Yisrael, that they don't allow that they'll get punished with askara if they don't allow Jews to study Torah. Okay, so then he says, Tinoko Yochichu. What about young kids who are not little kids? They get askara, and they're not responsible for their actions. So obviously it can't be as a result of sin. So it says, shemavalim saviyam. No, they don't, yes. They bother their parents too much. They don't to go on trips with them and to give them different sweets. So they also mavata their parents for different Torah. This is a difficult. Tfas Emes asks, how can they die? Because how can they be punished for their sins? They're not bnei onshin. So that's a difficult question. He tries to deal with that. In any case, hasa by children, kid the rabbi goya, the rabbi goya beteva, rabbi yosi bav shmaya. Bizman she tzadikim bador, tzadikim nitpasim al ador. He says, with young kids, you can't answer because of their sins. He says, it's because it's similar to when there are righteous people in generation, the righteous people are punished for the sins of the generation to atone for them. And ain tzadikim bador, if there aren't righteous people in the town, so then tinogos b'israel nitpasim al ador. That children die for the sins of the generation, and they atone with their sins. So therefore, when people are mevatel Torah, and such that the punishment is askara, sometimes children die to atone for the sins of the generation. Amar v'yisak bar ziri v'amar lo amar v'shim bar nizira mikra. So what pasuk hints at this idea? So you have a pasuk from Shir Hashirim. Im lo teidi lach hayafa banashim tzilach beikve hatzon. So it means to say, if you don't know to observe my mitzvot, im lo teidi lach, then go out and ask for rachamim in the schus of ikve hatzon. Ikve hatzon are the avos, because they basically were the foundation of Klal Yisrael, and with the schus, you'll be able to raise the, then it says, you'll be able to raise your children so that they won't suffer because of the sins. Vamridan, and we say that what does it mean, Mishkanos Haraim? It says Ruies Gdiosaich al Mishkanos Haraim. We're gonna say this in a few days here, Shirim. G'dayim Hamamushkanim al Haraim. This verse is the children who will be punished for the sins in place of the tzaddikim. So shmamina af aloshen hara nami kamar shmamina. So we see that since Rabbi Elazar says that through loshen hara askara comes, but he said it also comes as a result of eating tevel, of eating untithed produce. So we see that it comes as a result of both Lashon Hara and eating untithed produce. Shmamina, we can derive this from here. Okay, now the Brisa that we brought above, that is mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, he's called the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol HaMakom. This Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, that very often we have debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And this Rabbi Yehuda, who argues with Rabbi Shimon, is called Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. So he says the following. Why is he Amai Karilei Rosh Hamedabrim B'chol Makom? Why is he called the Rosh Hamedabrim B'chol Makom? So the Gemara answers the Yosfi that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. That one time, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon were all sitting. The Yosef and Yehuda ben Gerim and Gabayu and Yehuda ben Gerim were sitting near them. This is like a famous story here. Pazem Rabbi Yehuda Babar. Rabbi Yehuda opened his mouth and said, "It's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi." Oh, the Romans are so beautiful. What a beautiful nation. Tiknu Shvakim, Tiknu Gisharim, Tiknu Mechartzals. Look at this. They had a whole infrastructure project. They built marketplaces. They built bridges. They built bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi Shasak. Rabbi Yossi heard what Yehuda Bar Eloi said, and he was silent. Nene Rashim Bar Yochai Babar. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He was like a little with the Kanoi. He was the extreme among them. And he said, Kol ma shetikdin lo tikdin el tzarach atzvam. The only thing that the Romans did, that they built all this stuff, they only built it for themselves. Tikdin shvakim lo hoshibem zonos. They built, they put up, they established markets. You know why? So they can have harlots there. They merchatzos la'adin bohem atzvam. You know why they built all these bathhouses? And to give pleasure to themselves. So they can, gesharim litol mehem mechas. Why they build the bridges? Not for us. Because they want to take toll, they want to collect taxes. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim sipa divreihem. So Yehuda ben Gerim went and he told this story, both those who praised and those who denigrated the empire to his household. And eventually, what happened? V'nishmu l'malchus. And eventually, the king, the Roman king, the Caesar, heard what these three tanaim, the conversation of these three tanaim. Amru, the officers of the king said, Yehuda she'ila, Yehuda who praised the kingdom, Yis'ala, he should become the Rosh HaMedavrim b'chol makom. He should become the speaker. He should be like the opening speaker. That in every gathering, Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda is, he should be honored with being the Rosh HaMedavrim b'chol makom. He should be the one to give the opening, speech. That's why he's called Rosh HaMedavrim. Meanwhile, Yossi Sheshasak, Yossi who was silent, he didn't say anything when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai criticized. I'm sorry, he didn't say anything in agreement of Rabbi Yehuda, but also he didn't protest. And also he didn't protest when Rabbi Shimon said what he said. So Yigla Litzipori, he should be exiled to Tzipori. Shimon Shegida. Yehareg. Shimon, who criticized the kingdom, should be killed. So what happens? Azahu Bray to Shube Midrasha. So what happened? Shimon Bar Yochai. So he left the and he hid in the base medrash. He and his son hid in the base medrash. Koyoma Habamaise Lahu Dvisa Rifto Fakhuza Dabaiva Karcha. So every day his wife would give him bread and a pitcher of water and they would eat and drink. Kitaki Gzerita, when the decree of the king got stronger to search after him in order to kill him. You know, there was the noose was tightening. Amar le libre. Rav Shimon said to his son, Nashim datan kala lehem, that the women will, that unfortunately, my wife's going to crack under pressure. Dilma mitzari la umagalya la, maybe they will cause her pain and they'll cause her suffering and she won't be able to withstand it and she'll reveal a hiding place. Azlu Shuba Bim Arasa. They went and they hid in a cave. Yisrachesh Nisa Ibre Lahu Charuva Ve'ena Demaya. Miracle happened. And a carob tree was created so he could eat from the fruits. And there was a stream of water so he could drink. Vahavu Mishalche Menayhu. And they would unclothe themselves so they would not get rotted. The havu yasviat savira b'chala, and they'd sit up until their necks in sand, in order to cover their nakedness. Kula yoma garse, they would learn all day. Be'idan tziluyi, in the time of tefillah, lovshu mikasu mitzalo. Then they would put on their clothing, they would daven. Vada mishalchi minayu kiyechid olivlo, and so they would only wear their clothing when they would daven, and when they finished daven, they take off their clothing and cover their. And they cover their nakedness, they cover themselves up until their neck in sand. So then, Isvu Tresa Shnei Bimarasa. They sat for 12 years in a cave. After that, Asa Elio become a Pisco Dimarasa. Elio then comes by the opening of the cave. Amar, Elio announced, Man Lode Labar Yochai Demis Kesa Vitil Gezerta. Who will let Bar Yochai know that the Caesar died and the decree to kill Rishim Yochai has been annulled. Nifaku, they left the cave. Chazu Enchi de Karve Bazar, they saw people were plowing and planting. Amar, Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Manichim Chai Olam Ve'oski B'chai Isha, they are leaving the world to come and they're only occupying themselves in this world. Because obviously, he spent 12 years in a cave only learning. And it's all he can think about. Kol makom shenosnim, einayhem miyad nisraf. Wherever he would look with anger, it would be burnt up because of his anger. he could perform miracles, obviously, because he was in such a high spiritual state. 12 years in a cave, only learning. Yatza Basko Vamar Lahem. A voice in heaven came out and said to them, Lahafiv Olmai Yitzasem, you came, Olamila Yitzasem, you came out to destroy my world. Chizru Limarashem, return to your cave. Hadar Azul Isu Tresa Yarche Shata. So they returned to the cave and they sat there for 12 years. 12 more months. Omri Mishpat Rishon Begehenam Shtemasar Chodesh. The judgment of the wicked in Gehenna is 12 months. Yatza Basko, a voice from heaven came out. Va'amra Tsumi Maraskam. So, okay, leave your cave. Nifaku. They left. And they saw people again were engaged in their parnasa, in their job. Kohecha Dahava Machai. Wherever they, Rav Elazar, Hava Masai. So any place where there was a maka, some kind of a blemish, because Rav Elazar, or some kind of, I don't know, something happened because Rav Elazar would look at something and that would cause some kind of wound. Hava Masai Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon would heal. Rav Shimon said to his son, Bini Dai La Olam Anivata. Enough, it's enough in this world that I and you will be involved in Torah. Because remember, the Roman king probably said, he said, nobody can study Torah now. So they're probably one of the few people who were studying Torah. Not a lot of people were studying. So he says, don't get so upset that people are involved in their work. And he says, but nevertheless, Bahade Padi Demale Shabsa, close to Erev Shabbos, close to dark. Chazu dahava sabad havanaki trei madari asa. They saw an older person who was holding two bundles of hadasim to smell to use for the odor for Shabbos. Right, he's running bein hashemashos close to sunset. Amrulei said they said to the elderly person, Hani lavalach, why do you have these hadasim? Amar lahu lichvod Shabbos. I'm carrying these hadasim for kavod Shabbat. V'tiskas lach b'chad. And he says, why don't you only have one branch? Why do you need two branches, two bundles of hadas? He said, why only the two? Chad keneged zachar, v'chad keneged shamar, one for zachar, one for shamar. Amar leli brei. Rishim v'yochai said to his son Elazar, chazei kava chavivin mitzvot al Yisrael. See how beautiful the mitzvot are in Klal Yisrael. So they may not be learning Torah day and night, but they still love mitzvos, Yasiv Datayu. So now they were calm. Shamar Pinchas ben Yair, Chasnei. The son-in-law of Rav Shimon heard that Rav Shimon ben Yochai basically was returning to his house. V'nafak la'ape, and he went to meet him. Aile lebei bonei. Rav Pinchas brought Rav Shimon to the house. Hava Ka'arech Leila Bisrei. Pinchas was trying to smooth the skin of Shimon Bar Yochai in the bathhouse while he was still there. Chazei Dahava Bei Pilei Begufei. He saw he had a lot of cracks in his flesh because of this sand that he sat in for 13 years. Hava Kabachi Bekanasru Dimas Eine Veka Mitzavchalei. Pinchas was crying that he saw him like this, and the tears of Pinchas were falling into the cracks inside of Shimon's skin, and was troubling. It was actually hurting him because of the saltiness of his tears. Amar Lei, Rav Pinchas said to Shimon, "Oy li shereh sicha v'kach, woe to me that I see you like this." Amar Lei, Rav Shimon said to Rav Pinchas, just the opposite. Ashrecha sheri sadi v'kach, happy to you that you saw me like this. Why? She'el mole lori yisadi bekach. And had you not seen me like this, had I been sitting in the cave and just learning Torah because of my tzar, lo matzasi bekach, you wouldn't have found all this Torah that I got in the cave. Right? This is there was a tradition that some say that Elio Hanavi, you know, or an angel taught him like all this mystical teachings in the cave. But in any case, the Gemara clarifies the Meikara before he was in the cave. Ki hava makshe, Rav Shimon ben Yochai kusha hava mafarik le Rav Pinchas ben Yair treisa piruke. That before when Rav Shimon ben Yochai had a question, But Pinchas ben Yair would give him 12 different answers. Lasof, give a makshir Pinchas ben Yair kushav a mafarik leiv of Shem Yochai Estrin va'arba peruke. But now that when Pinchas ben Yair would ask the question, Shem Yochai would answer 24 different answers. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. This is like the end of a piece. I guess the rest of this continues for a little bit. But I think we'll stop here now. Okay?